I'm just joking. Don't put me in a stranglehold. I don't know how to counter your jujitsu.
We're friends.
I know. I'm joking.
Worry not.
I'm just teasing you. Hey, I'm going to come to the Friday show.
Alex Jones, Friday show, ladies and gentlemen.
Now they're saying on their website it's almost some of the events are sold out. You're doing two shows tomorrow, two shows Saturday.
Two shows Saturday.
You're doing one
tonight, two shows tomorrow, two shows Saturday.
And so people need to go to the website.
Yeah,
the
website says everything is sold out, but if you go to the booth, like, you know, tonight or today, you might be able to buy a few.
I was about to say, whenever
they save a few, they put a few aside. Yeah. So there's a couple that are available.
Hey, you want to offer the police chief one? Maybe he can go with us.
Yeah, that's good, especially when I start talking about pot. I'm sit up close.
But, I mean, seriously, they're putting people with pot, charging them with terrorism. Are you for that?
No, I'm not for that, obviously. Where's that? Who's charging who with terrorism?
I can pull it up. Patriot Act being used in marijuana cases. Google.
It's hilarious.
And they don't get their Bill of Rights under it.
Well, they're
definitely right.
It was meant
for hardcore Al-Qaeda.
They're definitely right. There's some terrorism going on. If you get really good weed, you get really good weed and you eat it, like your really good pot brownie, that is like an act of terrorism. That scares the hell out of you. You ever have a really good pot brownie? You get terrified. You want to curl up in a fetal position and just cry. It's terrorism.
Joe, this has been one insane transmission. And we found
out. It's been fun.
We found out you like Ron Paul.
Well, you know what? I've been pretty vocal about that.
Yeah.
I think anybody who's looking at the system, there's no way to look at it and say, well, this is a mess. This needs to be revamped. And he was the only one that was offering a real radical restructuring of this, of our government, and just staying out of other people's business, not being the policeman for the world, not getting involved in all their BS. And
by the way, Joe, there's another reason.
Whether you could have pulled it off, who knows?
There's another reason you're so successful in all the media you do. You're a hardworking guy. You got in late last night. You had 3 hours sleep. You did a couple hours at KLBJ this morning, and now you're in studio here, and you're finally going to get some sleep now before the show.
Well, I'm doing it for you because you're my friend. I mean, I've always enjoyed hanging out with you. You're a funny guy, and I think you do a great service. I mean,
well, you're my friend.
Even if people think that you're crazy, I think there's a lot of the stuff that you say that's just irrefutable, and people need to look at that.
Well, I appreciate you, Joe. In the 10 years I've known you, it's always got time. We'll have Walker canes next week.
That's on the way, bro.
No, but then we're going to be in silver spacesuits as old men.
You think so?
Yeah, like little jetpacks.
I would have thought pot would be legal by now, so I'm not really banking on the silver spacesuits. But we do have a black president. I would have never thought we had that first, and then pot would be legal. I would have thought that we would have pot would be legal, and that would be the reason why people would vote in a black president. Everybody would be so high, they just go, whatever, man. Vote him in, Obama, Hussein.
See, I don't smoke pot, but I'm for decriminalization.
Yeah.
Because 87% of drug users only use it. We need to empty the prisons out.
Well, not only that, how about this? How about all you're doing is, it's just an experience. You're not hurting anyone else. And who is one person to tell you what you can and can't experience? It's the argument that you're saving people from it is complete, total nonsense. There hasn't been a study ever done that shows that there's some sort of a negative health effect, especially to, you know, rational use of marijuana. It's far safer.
Well, we know this. Cigarettes,
prescription drugs,
cigarettes kills
aspirin,
millions
caffeine.
A year. Millions a year. Marijuana
caffeine
kills
them. Kills thousands of people every year. So does aspirin. You know, cigarettes kill 400,000 in this country every year. Alcohol kills 90 to 100,000 just of deaths, of drinking themselves to death. I mean, it's amazing. Marijuana, zero, ever. But because of the fact that it's been demonized with propaganda from William Randolph Hearst and Harry Anslinger in the 30s up until
William
today,
Randolph Hearst, that's Hearst,
yes,
Publishing.
Exactly. Well, the reason why people don't understand, the reason why marijuana was initially made illegal was not because of the psychoactive effects of the plants. It was completely an economic issue.
Dow Chemical didn't want people to wear polyester, not the
not
hemp
clothes.
Cotton.
Yes, hemp is a far more durable fiber than cotton.
And unlike cotton, it grows everywhere.
Exactly. And it's renewable. It's much more renewable than trees are. You can make paper out of it far easier and restore the area in a few months' time. You
Joe,
can have plants growing there again.
You come into Austin once a year?
I come in once a year.
We got to have you back in next time, and I'm going to come see
I
you.
I will.
I'm going to come see you.
Friday night, buddy. Late show. If you want to go to the Friday Night Late Show, you can sneak in. Alex Jones will be there, ladies and gentlemen, and we will be one step closer to victory. We have the documents to prove it.
All right, we'll be right back with the Austin Police Chief, Mr. FEMA Camp. Stay with us.
right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask nanoparticular antiviral masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99, with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you'd like. We have Chief Art Acevedo, the Austin Police Chief, here. And he does have backup with him. They do have syringes. They want to draw blood from the entire office.
Actually, for you, we want a urine sample.
You do? You want a urine sample?
Yes, we do. In a cup, though. Don't get any ideas.
All right. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, there is the police chief live on PrisonPlanet.tv. You just styled your hair.
I have a bad haircut today.
But last time you were in during a break, I was combing my hair. And you made fun of me. Ah.
Well, we're good-looking guys. You know, we want to make sure that we're looking good for your audience.
Hey, did you like meeting Joe Rogan?
He's a good man. Yeah. Actually, it was nice talking to him about Jim McCarthy. John McCarthy used to be the ref there for the UFC. He's a good friend of mine I've known for many years. And catching up on what's going on with him, too.
So you're a UFC fan?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great, warriors, man. We come from a warrior culture, and it's good to see guys fight. And actually, I don't think it's as vicious as people think. Try to make it out to be. There are some rules.
Well, less folks die in this than in boxing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's safer.
But historically, it's a sign of a society in decline when gladiatorial events become popular.
Well, I think they've been popular with humanity throughout our history. So I don't know if it's a sign, but if it's a bad sign, we're in trouble because we've been doing it forever.
There was a famous case in Miami where the cop union brought in two big fighters to fight each other, and... Did you ever hear about that case?
No.
Yeah.
Alex, I don't have the network of information that you have. You seem to be more in tune with what's going on in the world than some other folks.
I don't know about that. Hey, everybody wants to hear this legendary imitation you do around town. You did out in the hall. Give us an Alex Jones imitation, Chief.
An Alex, you know, I remember when I asked you, hey, if you actually believed half the stuff you said, and you go, I can prove it all, Chief. I can prove it all. And, you know, tell me more. You're getting in my head. You're co-opting me, Chief. That's I love you, though, man. You're a great person that questions things, and
you're nice to say that.
And that's not a bad thing. We need to. There's a reason we have a First Amendment of the Constitution and a free press, and I'm absolutely an advocate for free press, and that's why I'm here. I don't have nothing to hide.
Except that needle you got for sucking blood.
You know, hey, it's about safety. And I know that some folks, there's a guy that came on your show. Oh, he's the vampire cop. And
you know about everything. Are you listening to the show? Monitoring?
I listen to your show. I've watched some of your DVDs.
Oh, my God. Their FEMA camp's ready.
Yeah, your FEMA camp's ready. We've got a nice bed for you, satin sheets, just for you. Or did you want a water bed?
Again, Austin Police Chief, you are more popular than some of the last police chiefs. I think that's because you are reaching out to the community.
Well, I think that we're transparent. You know, one of the organizational philosophy that I have is that you have to be transparent. Americans question government. They don't trust their government. And I think that's a good thing. And transparency breeds trust, and trust breeds cooperation. I think that the more that people trust us and know what we're doing, the better off we're all going to be as Americans.
Hey, during the break, you were telling me a story, but we got cut off by having to go on air. You said you love seeing that Geraldo Rivera confrontation.
It was very entertaining because I know you, and Geraldo was doing his thing, and here comes Alex Jones, and I remember going into the office, going, "Hey, Alex is at it over there in, at the RNC," and it was fun to watch.
And then I got arrested, even though we had a permit.
You did get arrested?
Yes, for a non-authorized sound device. And but then the police had to let me go because people surrounded the police station were protesting.
Yeah.
And it's all on video. I'll give you a copy of it. And to make a long story short, they then pointed out that the ticket was a $200 fine, and I shouldn't have been arrested. And so they let me go.
So it should have been just a cite and release situation where they cite you?
Yes, I did nothing. They said, come over here. You're not supposed to use that. You have a permit for that. And I said, no. And they said, put him in cuffs. Yeah. I guess they wanted to incite the crowd of 300 screaming people. And then they drugged me off. But let me tell you, Austin police are a little nicer on average than the New York police. Have you ever been in civilian clothes and had them in New York and had them call you scum and stuff?
No. I try not to antagonize police officers when I'm off duty.
But I don't mean antagonize.
Well, you know, you start blowing into their ear with a bullhorn from 5 feet away, that might be a little
bit. That isn't what happened.
I don't know if it is.
Frame up.
But you see, here we go.
Frame up.
That's not, I didn't say that's what happened. I'm just giving an example.
You just implanted that idea.
Antagonistic.
Let's talk about what you're doing, Austin. And I wanted to bring this up because last time I didn't have the articles in front of me.
Let me see.
And this woman, for yelling on the plane, she was charged under the Patriot Act as a terrorist.
Okay.
And then was held without bail and wasn't allowed to have a lawyer under the Terrorism Act, Section 802.
Yeah.
Right there. I mean, is that a good use of the Patriot Act? They promised it wasn't going to be used except for Al-Qaeda.
You know, I haven't seen this charge, but I will tell you that I think that the federal government takes disrupting flights and being disruptive in airlines much more seriously than they used to.
But do they charge you under terrorism provisions that then take a lot of your rights away in court?
Not that I'm aware of.
But no, that's right here.
But I don't have my reading glasses.
Here, let me just read it to you.
Okay.
It says the incident aboard the Frontier flight ultimately led to Freeman's arrest and conviction for a federal felony defined as an act of terrorism under the Patriot Act. And she was tried under the Patriot Act. And it says here that she yelled at the flight attendant.
Yeah, well, I don't know what the legislative intent was from the Patriot Act, but it doesn't ring like pretty well that's what we had in mind.
Well, I mean, you've spoken out against Fidel Castro, who's about to kick it, and you know, you escaped that. I mean, does that not sound like Cuba?
Well, I don't know about, like I said, what was the penalty? Does it say on there?
Yeah, it's 10 years in prison. I mean, it goes on. It says for people only raising their voice, not even cussing.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that case. I think you'd have to take a look at remember, but sometimes when you read news reports, they may not have all the information in it.
Listen, before anybody talked about this, I read Section 802 of H.R. 3162, passed October 27, 2001. And it said, Section 802, any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law is hereby an act of terrorism. And it changed the old definition in the U.S. Code. And then it says you don't get due process, you don't get lawyers, we can spy on your lawyers, we can strip you of your citizenship, take you to Guantanamo Bay, and then use strong interrogation methods, which is a renamed torture, and then try you secretly before a tribunal. If the president or his designate doesn't like the tribunal's response, then you would still be executed in secret. That's also nexuses in with the John Moore Defense Authorization Act and the Military Commissions Act. But right here it says, Freeman is one of at least 200 people on flights who have been convicted under the amended law. In most of these cases, there was no evidence that the passengers attempted to hijack the airplane or physically attack any of the flight crew. Many have simply involved raising voices, foul language, and drunken behavior.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with the case, so I can't really comment on it. But I will say that there's always there's a new administration in D.C., and I'm sure that they're looking at presidential directives of the past and different laws, and they may go in a different direction.
I mean, this sounds like what the founders got mad at in 1776.
Well, based on what you're saying, potentially, yeah.
Were the founders evil?
You know, the founders, I didn't know them, so I can't.
No, but I mean, FEMA, I mean, I have FBI on video and FEMA teaching police in the classified training that a police officer got us in Kansas City. The founding fathers were bad.
You know what? I've been a cop for 22 years, and I can't say I've ever heard that. So, and I would have a problem with somebody teaching my cops that the founding fathers of this country that I think framed an outstanding constitution, the spirit, and which I think is a living document, that as a constitution is something that I think I've taken an oath to die for if I had to.
All right, and I appreciate you presenting yourself for interrogation. I'd like you to be able to talk about some of the...
Remember, you do have to drive out of here. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, you are. no, little double meaning.
Yeah. you off is, we are neighbors too, don't forget.
He got a little aggressive last time after the show.
Why did I get aggressive?
You grabbed me by the arm and squeezed it, and you said you really believe this stuff, and I said yes. You said that's
no,
crazy.
That's not what you said. You said I can prove it all, chief. I can prove it all. Then you started accusing me of trying to co-opt you.
You're co-opting. This guy's good. You'll see him again. We are. We're going to see you as the head of the global FEMA command.
I don't think so.
You'll wear a huge black leather uniform?
No, never.
With, like, huge steel high heels?
Look at these uniforms. They're friendly. They're professional. I really think that we in Austin, I can only speak for Austin. I can't speak for any other entity, but we're about as transparent as we've been. And I think it's paying dividends. I think the community sees us in a different light, and that's not a bad thing for
what the police. What I like is the black and whites, because when I'm speeding, I can see them further away.
You see, and then some people don't like them.
Well, I like it because I can see it further away. The old white ones were hard for me to see when I'm...
Well, especially when everything's white.
Yeah.
All the cars are white here. The reason that we want to go to...
Visibility.
High visibility. Look, my job is try to deter crime. I mean, once crime's occurred, we've already failed. So by having a highly visible police car... we hope that it has a deterrent effect on people committing crime, especially now with the economic downturn where I think that people...
Oh, crime's going up.
It's going up, and typically, when people that normally would not turn to crime that might want to feed their family may turn to it, and so we have to be highly visible as a deterrent.
Well, I mean, I've seen the statistics, and I'm glad you'll admit it's going up. A lot of police chiefs don't want to admit it's going up, but it is exploding.
It is, and we try not to... you know, it is what it is. You know, you try your best, and in tight economic times, we need to make sure that we as a police department that we're positioned to keep people safe, because that's our primary function. I think the primary function of government is to keep people safe.
Well, I'll say one good thing that did happen with the Austin police. My parents were out of town. Somebody kind of kicked in the back door, and the alarm went off. Within 2 minutes of the alarm going off, the police were there. They went in and checked the house, closed the door, waited for me to get there.
Excellent.
And I, you know, drove over, and they were very nice. So.
Outstanding. Well, we've instituted, because you know, you don't have an empty checkbook as a police department. That the taxpayers only have so much money they can give us. So we now have what's called priority one hotshot calls. That when certain crimes are occurring, we actually respond with lights and sirens now, code 3, and that's had a really tremendously positive impact on our response times.
Well, also it makes the thieves paranoid because they hear
you
them.
You know what? It was so funny is that you might have critics out there, and you got it. You right away figured out why we're doing that. You know, the comfort level of the crooks, because they hear those signs, they don't know where they're going. We've actually been going to a separate hot shot call. One instance where some guys were robbing,
and it flushes another one out.
Yes, and they hadn't even gotten the money from the restaurant yet. They heard our police sirens. They left. And then we weren't even going to that car.
Police Chief Art Acevedo, quite a trooper coming in to run the gauntlet. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Chief, we got cut off by the break, and you're good for the rest of the hour, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. You were continuing with the visibility of the police to make the
crooks. Effect, yeah.
So tell us more about that.
So anyway, you know, by having that code 3 response, it reduces our response times, it instills a sense of urgency in our police officers, and I think it diminishes the comfort level for the crooks. And so we had a guy, like I said, robbing a pizza place. Our guys are going to another priority one call. They hear the sirens. They split. Don't even take any money. Don't hurt anybody. And so we were able to thwart a robbery just by changing our response protocol, which is a good thing.
Well, I actually don't speed that much, but it actually has helped me a few times, seeing the black and white. But I've noticed what the police are doing, especially because you got to raise revenue because the economy's down, is that the police always wait at the bottom of highway hills. And so I've got to put my car always on cruise control now, which then becomes a problem when I remember to slow down, because if I don't, I'm going 60 on, say, Capitol of Texas, and there they are waiting at the bottom, and I look, and I'm going 67, and I've got to – I mean, literally, the last few tickets I got – well, I guess I got one about a year ago – was this – I mean, I'm not – and used to the cops wouldn't give you a ticket if you're going 5-6 miles over. Now they're doing it. And I don't think that's fair when they're waiting on a hill, hoping you speed up down the hill.
Yeah. Well, actually, our power enforcement team usually looks at crash data and when they decide where to prioritize their patrol. I'd have to look at what hill you're talking about specifically to see what the crash data is.
You know, they're always at the bottom of hills.
Huh? But traditionally, depending on how deep of a hill it is, crashes are usually occur more because of that reason. People drive a very fast going down the hill. And then going uphill, what happens?
Slow down.
You have people end up getting fatality crashes because they're in and out of traffic. The ones are in a hurry. And what will happen is you have the big rigs, the big trucks that can't really go fast up the hill. And a car will change lanes, and here comes this guy, and all of a sudden we're rear-ended and be decapitated by driving like maniacs.
Well, since I had children, I haven't even had a fender bender, because once you have children, they're with you, and you really start thinking about driving better. And I see these people that zoom around me for no reason. Yeah. Even when I'm in the slow lane, and now I get mad at them. I'm like the old man who used to stand out there yelling at me in high school when I'd speed through the neighborhood, because now I'm that old man.
Yeah, well, you see, and the problem is in our country that we lose every 2.5 years the equivalent of the number of troops that died in Vietnam over 10 years on our highways, 58,000. And 50% of those on a national level, nearly half, are drunk driving related, which is why I'm really aggressive when it comes to...
Well, Chief, but I mean, if you want to stop the drunks, this is what I don't like. A lot of nights I work till midnight up here. Like I'm working on a film right now about Obama. I left at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the cops are out looking for drunks, and they get on my tail, other people's tails, and I'm driving home. And why run checkpoints? Why take blood? You can see drunks every night driving home. I see drunks. They either drive real slow, or they drive fast, or they speed up and slow down, and they're drifting around. And I see drunks every night. I mean, how could the police not catch them?
Well, no, we do catch them. The problem isn't catching them. The problem is the second part of that is we need to get the evidence to be able to hold them accountable for two reasons. One, we want to get the conviction, not because we want to punish these folks, but because we want, through that conviction comes requirements to go to some educational programs.
But that sets the precedent when you're out there with injectors sucking blood on the side of the road. I mean, if this is
on the side of the
road. This is constitutional, why wasn't it done before?
Because it's a matter of not people not exercising some leadership. Let me just say
this. But is it a legal warrant? Because there are these rubber stamp warrants.
We talked about that. Well, here's the issue. If our officers have to prepare what's called a probable cause declaration, you know that in our city, our police officers have video cameras in the car where the stop is taped and the actions of the suspect are captured on tape. If our officers describe behavior and that probable cause declaration, and your attorney or you yourself as an intelligent person reviews the probable cause declaration, and it does not match up with what they presented to the court, then you can file what's called a motion to suppress that evidence.
The Supreme Court just ruled, as you know, last week, I have it here in the stack, that the motion to suppress isn't good anymore, and the police can even be wrong. It doesn't say by accident, on purpose, and still that case won't be thrown out.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. I read in the paper the other day, but I think when there's a intentional malicious, there's a difference between a mistake and falsely preparing a probable cause declaration or unknowingly provide. First of all, it's a crime. If I describe behavior that's not,
but attorney generals don't go after cops for that.
Well, we do get cops convicted every once in a while.
Every day I read about police caught planting drugs on people.
Well, I can tell you that hasn't happened since I've been here, and we catch somebody planting drugs. I think you know how I feel about accountability. We will hold our people accountable because the majority of my cops are excellent, hardworking professionals.
I'm not just saying that because you're here. I've been all over the country, and I want to say about the nicest police in the country are Austin. Yeah. But I'm not saying that's too nice. I mean, I'll never forget a year and a half ago, Perry violates the federal law, Logan Act. He goes to Bilderberg. He brags about it. Yeah. I'm bullhorning him. And the Austin PD walks up and says, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave.
Yeah.
And I said, I know Austin's lost a bunch of lawsuits. You better not. Well, I'll tell you the story when we get back.
Okay.
Because I had to sit there, and I didn't want to be in a confrontation with him.
Yeah.
He was trying to violate my First Amendment.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Why the union's that big businessman, and it's going down as a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole darkness is gonna be against the law. Why is the night?
Callers holding for an hour and a half, 2 hours. We're just not going to be able to take calls right now. Besides, these were all for Joe Rogan or Bob Chapman before him. I apologize. Got a bunch of big guests tomorrow as well. I'll try to make some time to take your calls because I am torn between the two things. Hey, what do you think of this? Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again, Never Get Raided video. What do you think of that? Former narcotics officer says 85% of the cops he worked with were around Planet Drugs.
Yeah, where was this at?
West Texas.
Okay. Well, that's.
But what about Tommy Chong? The federal case admit with the marijuana pipes he was selling, his son was, that they sent an informant in to mail the pipe to a city where it was illegal to bust him, and they still convicted him by because they refused over and over again to sell the pipe to the city. I mean that's
the, who's this Tommy Chong?
Yeah, Tommy Chong. He spent years in prison for it.
I'm not familiar with it. You always bring up cases.
Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong. Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah. He made some good movies when I was growing up.
Yeah, but that's not right, man.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. You always ask me about stuff I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. You're not. But, I mean, how do they have informants? An informant could come in here and plant something. I mean, none of us are using any drugs. Nothing.
Well, an informant got him his. Mail something, talk to them, mailing something.
They went and got a job there in the city that had a law against it.
Yeah.
That was a federal case doing it with the city. You know, they're out in California. This is in Ohio or whatever. I think it was Ohio. And they got somebody to get a job there at the office, and then they kept catching them, should have fired them trying to mail this pipe to the city, and they knew it was a setup. And then the employee, who was the informant, mailed the pipe, and then Tommy Chong goes to prison for it.
Well, you know what? I'm not familiar with that, but it would seem to me that the person that mailed it, unless they mailed it at the direction of the employer, may be more culpable.
But their overall thing was to mail everything out. But they told them don't mail to this city. This is on record.
Yeah.
And then the feds raided the maker of the film and confiscated 10,000 of them. But that only made it explode and blow up, and now it's on Showtime.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
You know. Instead of me interrogating you, would you like to interrogate me, Police Chief Art Acevedo?
Yes. How often do you see black helicopters? I'm kidding. Actually, no, I got to tell you something. Because people ask me, hey, they can't believe that I come on Alex Jones. And I always tell folks, I don't care how far-fetched you think somebody may be, and I'm not saying you are or you aren't. I think on some issues, and I won't identify them, but on some issues, I kind of agree with you on some of your philosophy. But I really believe that government has to be responsible and responsive to people. And you obviously have a following, and that's why I'm here, because if you have questions or your viewers or listeners have questions, we want to answer them, especially as they pertain here to the city of Austin.
Well, it's very nice of you to come in. I was telling you I'd tell you that story. I'm out there bullhorning the governor at an event.
Yeah, that's right.
And about 10 police show up, and he comes over and he goes, Alex, come here, I want to talk to you. It was the commander. It's all on video. My cameras are stuck in his face, and he thinks he's whispering. We got a shotgun mic. We're picking it all up. This is on YouTube.
Yeah.
And he goes, if you don't leave, we're going to arrest all of you. And I said, listen, I know I need a permit to block a road or a street.
Right.
This is First Amendment. The city of Austin's lawsuits. The state police have lawsuits in Austin. A whole bunch of them. I said, New York's losing a bunch of suits right now. I said, I'm not leaving. He goes, fine. And they had the riot police catty corner in a parking lot there by the hotel getting dressed up, getting ready. And he goes, okay, you see them. They're coming. Then I go over to a newspaper reporter, and I go, he just threatened to have us arrested if we don't leave. And the reporter didn't believe it. He goes over, and the officer on video goes, I didn't say that. Now, it's all on audio. It's all on video. We have him.
How long ago was that?
Like a year and a half ago.
Is it my guys or is it state police?
It was your guys. It was a year and a half ago. You must have just gotten here. But the point is that then another commander comes up and goes, we're asking you to leave. And I said, but you're not telling me to. And then I said, look, I don't want to be your enemy, but you can't be an enemy of the First Amendment. Yeah. I said, go ahead and arrest me, but I'm going to sue you. And if you can't beat the rap, you can beat the rap, but you can't beat the ride. Yeah. And they understood what that meant. They left me alone, and the big riot police left. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'd be interested in seeing that video.
Guys, pull up, I forget the name of the video. It's on YouTube, special we did. Alex Jones protesting Perry. Cops or something. That should bring it up. If you got time after the show, I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, no, actually, I can do it at home. Yeah. I YouTube you on a regular basis.
But, I mean, he's on video. Oh, yeah. Is he going to get in trouble or is he going to get promoted?
No, we don't promote problems. We deal with them.
Yeah. But why would he come over and say, we're going to arrest you?
You know what? Maybe he's, because we do have an ordinance on using the amplified systems and the bullhorns without a permit. You have to have a permit here.
They could have written me a ticket, and then if I kept doing it, arrested me.
And then after the ticket, you'd arrest him. Then you'd escalate up to an arrest.
But he didn't say the bullhorn.
Yeah.
He said this protest.
Yeah, I don't think you can arrest somebody specifically for protesting. Just for the sake of protesting, it depends on what you're doing.
As long as you don't block streets.
Yeah, you don't want to block streets.
If you want to have 100,000 people out and take over a major street, you have to, just because it would shut everything down.
Well, I'll put it this way. I remember when I did the plan for the Democratic National Convention in L.A. back in 2000 when I was with California Highway Patrol, and I remember meeting with Senator Tom, what's his name?
Daschle.
No. State Senator who used to be married to Jane Fonda, Tom Hayden. And he started to ask me, hey, what are you going to do when the naked lesbians get up on the freeway and sit down the freeway? I said, look, I'm hoping that you as a responsible leader will not have folks come up on our freeway and block lanes, because I'd be concerned about people becoming angry and getting out of their cars and starting to beat on the protesters. I mean, it's for their own safety. So I think that we have our special response unit that handles crowd control. Their organizational model is protect the first, protect people's First Right Amendments to rights to gather to protest.
But then there is the public safety issue.
Then there's the public safety. See, what the biggest problem is not people that are being loud. It's peaceful protesters that get infiltrated by a handful of, you know, anarchist type that next thing you know they're hurling. They get in the middle of a peaceful crowd and they start throwing rocks and bottles.
Oh, did you hear about Denver where the police and the Denver Post got caught attacking their own police in a staged event?
No.
Six months ago?
Don't know anything about
Google,
it.
I'm going to put up on screen for everybody right now. Guys, Google this. I'm going to get the exact headline. ACL looks at police attacking police in Denver. Police attack police in Denver, dressed up like anarchists.
Yeah,
for the news cameras to then demonize them, and the other cops didn't even know that these were police attacking them.
Well, I'd have a problem if that was the case. We're not in the business of inciting riots.
But, I mean, you're aware in history that the police agencies have done that.
Well, I'll put it this way. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that has happened, because in law enforcement, there's good and bad in everything, and sometimes people become misguided. That's why it's important to have proper oversight. You have to make sure we have the appropriate level of supervision and management to ensure that we're doing the right thing.
But who is commanding police in Montreal, Canada, in Denver, in Seattle to do this?
I don't know. I can't speak for other agents.
Well, we know who. Delta Force. That was in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the Seattle Times. And speaking of that, last time I brought up Troops on the Streets, you were giggling about it. But I know you're a news hound, because you're usually informed on everything I bring up. Are you aware that the Army War College, NORTHCOM, and others have announced they're going to have 20,000 combat troops to engage the American people, and the Army War College says that their new mission will be to suppress civil unrest inside the United States?
I'm not familiar with that, no.
Here is the Army Times.
No.
Exhibit A. Exhibit A, United States Northern Command, U.S. Northern Command gains dedicated response force.
Uh-huh.
And if you read, they say it's for WMDs and stuff, but then they add for civil unrest. Here's NORTHCOM presents Brigade Homeland Tours, Regular Army. Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
That's I believe that's Newsweek.
Well,
here's the Phoenix Business Journal. Arizona police say they are prepared as War College warns military must prep for unrest. IMF warns of economic riots.
Yeah, what I think that what you're probably talking about is instances where the resources of the local state and county governments are overwhelmed. That there may be a need at some point to have troops assist in quelling civil unrest. What I mean by civil unrest, I'm talking about violent unrest.
Burning cities.
Yeah. I was in L.A. during the Rodney King riots, and I can tell you that law enforcement response was pretty embarrassing.
We stood down.
Yeah, it was.
Why did that happen?
The lack of leadership. I was extremely angry because when you see people starting to burn down, and it's... You just roll everybody that's clear. You just send out an all points, you know, a call out for help for everybody. And my philosophy is that you put as many cops there as soon as you can. As soon as people see you make an arrest and taking appropriate action, that will have a deterrent effect on anybody else.
If not, the hysteria.
It just starts spreading. And so, I mean, they're not. We lost 50 American lives. I don't remember the exact number.
You know what turned the tide, though? A lot of it was the Koreans and others up on top of their businesses.
Well, they had to protect their own businesses in some of the locations. And, you know, to me, that was a very embarrassing situation for me, because we should never, as police officers, let it get to a point where we need to have somebody else come in and do our jobs. We're the peacemakers in this country. We're the peacekeepers in this country, and our job is to not let organizational pride get in the way. You know, some departments may be hesitant to call other departments. I'll be the first to be on the radio asking for help from other agencies here in Central Texas if things start getting out of our hand for us.
Oh, you have the Denver Post. Put it up on screen, please. ACLU wants proven to police stage DCN protest, DNC protest, and it says right there, police, undercover police, attacked other police, pretended to be violent, inflamed other protesters and officers during the most intense night of the four-day event. So we got there. We're busy getting a rent car. So we're going to drive around in our RV. We drove there. And we are changed. Luke's there, and he says, these guys look like cops, and they're throwing things at other cops.
Yeah.
And then I watched Fox News, and it was, look at the evil anarchist protesters attacking police. And I said, looks like it's staged, but we don't know. I wasn't there. And then it turns out it was.
Yeah, well, if it turns out that it was, I can tell you one thing that won't happen here as long as I'm a police chief. I won't tolerate.
Well, I mean, it was. I mean, the police admitted it.
Is that what that said? I didn't
no,
see
no,
it.
No, throw it back up on screen for him. See? Denver Post, right there.
Yeah.
That's what I love about this new TV thing we're doing.
Well, yeah.
We can just put everything up. And see, this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
I got on talk radio, Access TV in 95, and I was covering the Federal Reserve, and but I was more like a Ron Paul guy, more mainstream version.
Yeah.
People started calling me going, there were black helicopters south of Houston. They blew up a building. And I would laugh at them. And then I started seeing in other parts of Texas, and I found out they would Delta Force would covertly lease a building and buy a nursing home or in the middle of town and then blow it up. I mean, I ended up going to these events, and buildings are on fire, and there's troops running around, and police are coming up saying, turn your cameras off. And then you'd find out it was an urban warfare drill. And then the San Antonio police chief, Ali Philippus, refused to be paid off. They brought bags of cash in. I mean, I went to his office. I had an interview with the police chief.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that when I said no, they went and bribed other city officials to do an urban warfare drill, which I had the RAND Corporation documents, that it was to condition the public for future martial law and to acclimate the police and governors to accept this. Now, then I said, okay, this black helicopter stuff's all real. I'm going to start going to these public drills with Marines. So I went to Oakland, and we got Hebron, Maryland, and we'd have police walk over with Marines. They'd turn their cameras off, but we'd sneak around the bushes and get it. And they'd have role players screaming, I'm an American, not the camp. And the Marines would say, get ready for an execution. They'd put Americans down on their knees, and they'd practice shooting us in the back of the head. It's all on video, sir.
Okay.
I give you all these, I'm telling you, just like I showed you the Denver Post.
Yeah.
And I went on the air, and I totally changed in 1998. I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. And because they know most of the police chiefs are nice, most of the public are nice, they're going to incrementally give us excuses, incrementally. Yeah. And see now, oh, we got to have them for civil unrest, the Army, regular Army deployed in America. See, that's my awakening. This is real. This stuff's real. Yeah. People can differ on my interpretation, but I've witnessed Marines training to take our guns with people saying, I'm an American, please no, not the camp. And then when CNN reported, Marines are training in Oakland today to go to Bosnia. It wasn't Bosnia. They were training for America, and I was there. And we climbed through fences, and we climbed around on our bellies. I've had troops before to confiscate footage from us in San Antonio, walk up and stick a 45 to our chest, grab my camera guy, slam him down, and take our camera and say, you're lucky.
Well, I like I said, I can't speak to that.
That ended up bothering me in the newspaper.
That's not happening here in Austin. Like I said, I'm the police chief in Austin, Texas, and my responsibility is to the people of Austin. And we believe that we have the resources to handle our own issues, and we have plenty of allied agencies near us that can help us. And I hope that we never get to the point where we have to turn over our own public safety to some other agency or some other entity.
Well, I want to say this. As things break down and we go into this controlled depression, I've been called a wimp by some people who always call for violence, but they never do it themselves, for not saying go out and riot and go out and blast and go out and burn.
Yeah.
So on record, I am nonviolent unless it means somebody's taking me and my children and putting us on Army trucks, which they're trained for. Houston Chronicle, they built FEMA camps.
Yeah.
So up to that point, I'm not going to a Mao Zedong re-education center. But to that point, I'm telling folks, the enemy is not the police and the ground troop military, and it's only going to help the global architects bring in a new world order if we get to that point. So that's why I want to have this
dialogue,
You know, this Congress we're having, because if we don't, I mean, this is very real. And you're going to see it unfold, Chief. Just watch.
Well, I think the important thing in a democracy is that we have to be informed. We have to be engaged. And, you know, I always tell people you can sit back and the reason I'm a police chief is I didn't like some of the things that I'd see, growing up and I was a police officer. And you can either spend 30 years in a career complaining about things or you can position yourself to be a change agent. And I've always chosen to try to increase my sphere of influence so I can make a difference. So I think that the population that and your listeners, that violence is never the answer. Violence is should be the last resort in any situation. It should only be in a life or death situation. You've got to engage your government. You've got to question your government. And, you know, sometimes maybe you need to run for office and be part of the decision makers so you can weigh in on which direction you want your government to go in.
Well, we need good people to do that. Where'd you learn the term change agent?
I don't know where I learned it, but I consider myself a change agent, and I really believe that in my career, I'm really proud of the fact that everywhere I've been, I've felt that I've been an agent for positive change.
And positive change in a nutshell is?
Making sure that we're doing the right things for the right reasons, that we treat people with respect, that we respect the rights of our individuals, and more importantly, from a police perspective, that we always police in a way, in a manner that's consistent with the constitutional requirements and with the law of the land.
Well, Chief, I notice your crew is out there standing at the door, but you've agreed to stay to the final segment. You can stay another 8 minutes, can't you?
Sure.
We've got to take a quick break.
Are they yelling at me yet?
No, they're not. We're going to come back they're just moving closer to the door. Your bodyguards are in attack stance out there.
It's not a bodyguard. You're going to think I'm a bodyguard.
I'm joking. He's leaning back. Who is this nice fella?
That's my general support officer. He's Dennis Ferris, and sometimes he's with me, sometimes he's not. Depends on how busy my schedule is.
He was telling me about how good your wiretaps are, that they're better than the FBI.
Yeah, did he?
Yeah.
Okay, Ferris, you're to be seen, not heard. We've talked about that.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now Ferris is going to tell all the commanders to get Jones.
No.
Get Jones. All right, we're going to give out the Austin Police Department website and talk more about that in the final segment with the Police Chief Art Acevedo. It's great having him.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
No, she doesn't want to be plugged. If I do, she won't let me get through to you again to set you up. I'm not going to do it.
No, but you know how to get a hold of me. I gave you my cell phone. So
yes.
You can do it.
You're really working on me. You said we're going to go eat Mexican food because you live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, Mexican food sounds good.
That's all I basically eat. That's why I got this figure. Anyway.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay, listen, I'm going to plug the sponsor, Chief, and give you the floor at the end because we appreciate you coming in here. And you think you're going to turn us, we're going to turn you.
All right.
You're going to end up being a rebel leader against the New World Order. All right. Seriously, folks, my solar backup, mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. This is a great little unit, the best sponsor we could find out there because we would love to find, you know, high-quality products. It's 1,800-watt power system. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of power source 1,800, power plant, and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right. It generates free electricity once you purchased it. MySolarBackup.com, the system that stores the power, the solar panels, the controller, everything. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. If their lines are busy, keep trying. 877-327-0365. And also another fabulous sponsor, and that is Ecola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. We got it right here in the office. It grabs water out of the atmosphere, upwards of 7.5 gallons a day, 3.5 in some of the drier climes. Here in Austin, it's more than 7. It's so humid. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com. Again, it's made this show possible today. Atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. And great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. Then it goes through 7 filters after it's grabbed out of the atmosphere. Find out more at ecolablue.com or 866-585-4044. Chief, I've thrown out a lot of questions at you. I appreciate you coming in. My last question is this. I know this is your job to enforce the law.
Yeah.
State of Texas has ruled, the state court has ruled, that the company with the red light cameras in Austin and Texas-wide is illegal. They don't have the license to have it, the private investigator license, to be able to gather data. There's no police officer and jurisprudence involved to write the ticket, to make the call. Same reason they were thrown out in San Diego.
Actually, we write the tickets here.
Yeah, well, it's still here, yeah. And the news is saying, and the state's saying it's illegal. Why is Austin saying they don't care and they're keeping them in?
You know, I think that's, first of all, police officers here review every one of those violations, and we're the ones that issue the citations. We do not leave that to the
company. Why does the state court say it's not right?
I think it was a local court, municipal court in Dallas, and it's under review, and I think the city's – I'm not a lawyer, so the city's position is a little different than that. But I will tell you this. One of the things that I think that is important is that when we put those red light cameras, they have to be – we have to position them based on crash data and not on violation data because it should be about safety and not revenue. So I can't speak to the legal aspect of that because I'm not a lawyer, but I know what you're – I'm aware of what you're
so that's
about.
The city and the city attorneys. That's their
issue. The city attorney, yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
But I will tell you that we, police officers, not the vendor, review the violations, and we're the ones that issue it to make sure that they're being issued right.
How do folks find out more about your particular office as the Austin Police Chief or check out some of the programs you've got going?
They can go to our website, www.ci.austin.tx.us/police. One thing that I do want to say again is that I know that some of your listeners are really worried about my DWI blood draw and search warrant issues. If they have questions, tell them to just email me or call me. I'd be more than happy to discuss it with them because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is save lives. And
what's your email, sir?
It's art.acevedo@ci. I don't know if I should do this. I've won millions of them. I don't. What is it? art.acevedo@ci.
All they gotta do.
Just
all they gotta do is Google Austin Police Department website.
The chief's office.
And the chief's office, and it's all right there.
Yeah. And then I know my wife's listening online, so I want to just say to my beautiful wife Tanya, I miss you, and I'll see you later on tonight.
All right. I've got to have you in the Sunday show that's on 590, but we are on 1300 here in Austin and 90.1. Police Chief, thank you for coming in, and it's good. Just please, again, I'm not doing anything wrong. Please don't send the SWAT teams.
No more smoking.
Uh-oh, he just outed me.
Bye.
All right, take care. There he goes. Police Chief Art Acevedo. Retransmission with all the important guests, Joe Rogan, Bob Chapman. Economic analysis starts now. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.